Provocative podcast. It has been so gloomy here in Houston. Like, I just feel like the sun's not been thriving over here the last few days, and it really sucks. I bought these flowers, or actually Chris bought me flowers when I got back from my dark sport trip. He bought me hydrangeas because I love them so much, and they were from Trader Joe's, and they lasted like 3 weeks. I kid you not, the longest any flowers ever lasted me. And we were so surprised. So we went back to Trader Joe's because they obviously after 3 weeks, they're kind of like dying now. And we went to get some new ones and they are just not thriving. I don't know. Did I bring like bad energy back somewhere? He actually just cleansed me yesterday, right? Was it yesterday or 2 days ago? Because we went out to dinner and I just felt like so many people were staring. I for sure got oho. And I had just been like feeling like ill and like overwhelmed. And he got done gave me the other night. He's like, what's wrong? I'm like, babe, I just feel like so overwhelmed. And he was like, I'm like, where are you going? And he pulled out the sage. He's like, get your ass over here by the window. Like he just like saged my ass. But I don't know. These flowers are not, they're not thriving right now. And I'm ready for the warm weather. It's been like warm and then it's been chilly or the sun's been out a little bit, but it's still really windy. I'm ready for warm weather. I'm ready to tan outside. I'm ready to use the pool here in my building. It has amazing views and the pool area is so nice. So I'm ready for it. So if you are already experiencing some warm sun, God bless yourself. But yeah, guys, let me update you guys a little bit. Painting is about to commence in the warehouse, so I'm really excited. I'm going for like a very brown, moody vibe. I want it to be like dark and masculine in the warehouse. And I want it to kind of go in theme with Moss. So our tamarindo flavor has like the brown color on it. So we wanted to kind of like roll with that theme, or I wanted, Chris gave me complete creative control with the warehouse. So yeah, guys, we get to start painting this week, or someone's painting this week on Friday. I'm not painting because your girl, we had an experience years ago and I still have PTSD from painting. I'm going to do some of the wall for the podcast room though, because I want to make it like textury and I don't, you know, want to put that on someone else to do. So I just figured I'd do it myself. And then I'm having my office over there and I just kind of want it to, it'll go very much with our apartment. Our apartment here is very moody. We did change a lot from the house. The house is very much black, white, neutral. This is very black, browns, neutral, moodier, darker vibe. And it's what I wanted and I love it. I'm still in the process of doing like my guest room and my room, just slow and steady. But our living room for the most part is done. Our dining room, obviously, like I changed the centerpieces here and there. My kitchen is done. It's very light brown, but I don't have any bar stools, but I don't want to put anything. I feel like it kind of like makes the, I feel like if I put bar stools, it's going to feel very crammed in here. And I just like, I'm definitely okay with not having bar stools. It also creates a very like what's the word I'm looking for? When I host events, like a very like communal environment, like I don't like people sitting. I feel like everyone could just like walk around and stuff. So our apartment for the most part is done. I just need Chris whenever he can, the babe, to hang some curtains for me so it can make a little bit moodier. He's been kind of putting it up. But yeah, guys, I'm really excited. The bathroom for the warehouse is in the process. So I kind of went all out for that one. Not completely all out. I wanted to like make the floor really, really nice and everything, but it was going to be like so much more money. And I was like, at the end of the day, it's not my place. So I wanted to make it nice without pouring money into it. So I'm really excited. I'm ready to have like a whole space, office space there. I'm ready to have like my podcast room there so I can actually bring in guests and stuff. But kind of want to update you guys on that process. Art has been recording a little bit for the Moss vlog. I've been doing a horrible job with vlogging, guys. Like, it's just like not on my mind to vlog, but I really do want to get back on it. It's just been, I haven't committed to it, but I keep saying I promise I'm going to stop making promises with vlogging, because it's just, that's the one promise I feel like I keep breaking to you guys. So I'm not going to promise you guys that, but I need to get back on it. I really, really do. But other than that, we've been good. We've been just doing little dinner dates, been just chilling at home. We're really tired by the time we get home with just running around everywhere. We've been spending a lot of our time at the warehouse and in Pearland in that area. By the time we get home, I'm just like exhausted. So we've just been kind of like staying low key, not doing anything crazy. We started the show, Physical 100 season 2. If you didn't watch Physical 100 the first season, you're missing out, especially if you are like into like watching people work. Like, it's just so cool and motivating to see these people putting their bodies through these like intense challenges to see who the winner is, who's like the most mentally strong, physically strong. It's really cool. And they're bringing, it's a Korean show, but you watch it in English subtitles, but they're bringing people from all over, bodybuilders, firemen, policemen, women skaters, like everything together, right? And just to see how every different sport has different strengths is just so cool to watch, and I love it. I forgot how much we got into it last season. Last night we started episode one, and I swear we could have watched all four episodes, but they're an hour and a half long, and I was like, babe, it's like about to be 1 a.m, we need to go to bed. He's like, we're not waking up early anyways. I'm like, I know, but I don't want to stay up till 3 and watch it and then tomorrow feel like lazy, even though we did have like a very lazy morning today. It's okay. We woke up like at 9:30, 10, but we didn't get out of bed till 11, which that rarely happens. But I just looked over at Chris and he was just like, he said, babe, I just can't do it. And I was like, I'll be on Amazon just looking at stuff for the house. And I just like browse and stuff, but that's pretty much it. Another thing I was doing right now as I was getting ready is listening to the new Call Her Daddy episode that dropped. I don't listen to a lot of other podcasts anymore too much. But when I do, it's like either motivating or Call Her Daddy is the only other one I listen. I really like the interviews she does with the celebrities, because we get to really like it. She digs deep with them about, you know, their lives and stuff. And this one specifically was Megan Fox. And I love, love Megan Fox. I resonate with Megan Fox so much in a personal level, not because you know, she's beautiful. Oh my God, Jasmine, just because you're beautiful. No, like she's such a beautiful soul, like person, but deep, like there's something about her that I love. I've always loved. She's one of those celebrities that I've never, ever, ever picked apart. Not that I pick apart other celebrities, but I've never looked at her and said anything remotely like negative about her, anything like I resonate with her. And recently she's been coming out more on like interviews and talking about her spiritual journey, her upbringing, her you know, personal issues she's had with her mom and like her traumas. And I've just resonated a lot with her, and the way she speaks about them is just very inspiring. And this podcast episode, I'm like a little over halfway done with it. But it's just so good. And I'm actually going to talk a little bit about something she said on this podcast today. So anyway, just kind of wanted to update you guys. I'm not like reading anything crazy right now. I haven't really been committing to reading. I like just at night, I just like edit my content, do my Sudoku, and then that's pretty much it. But I am trying to like get off my phone a little bit more at night, because I need a better bedtime routine versus getting on my phone, editing, and then like stressing about trending songs and when I need to post and just like scrolling through social media, because the more I do that, the more anxiety I have. I don't like it. And I know I'm not the only one. So if you feel like that's what's happening to you, I would suggest like the last hour or 2 hours before you go to bed, don't check your social media. Like, I'm trying to like have a better bedtime routine, because I feel like that overall is going to help me so much. Just, you know, with a better night's sleep and just feeling better overall. So I'm just trying to, you know, have a little bit of, it's hard committing to a better bedtime routine. But yeah, guys, just wanted to update you guys a little bit on that. Today's episode is going to be about female friendships, making friends, and, you know, what we think about others, you know, like what others think about us and how that affects our life. And the reason I wanted to talk about this today was because I went on my story on Saturday and I was kind of bragging about all my friends, because they need to be bragged about, right? Like, I am someone who loves to hype up my friends whenever they're like killing it in any area of their life. I like to remind them that I'm proud of them and that they're achieving great things, because I feel like that's my job as a friend. And, you know, it doesn't get told enough, right? So I went on my stories. I think it was like a Saturday, and I was just like feeling really like happy for all my friends. You know, my friend Arelli and Eddie, they're like, they opened up their second gym or the new gym, and they've been like putting a lot of effort into it. It's not completely done, but I've seen how much it's taken a toll on her to do this. And, you know, I was telling Chris, I'm like, all our friends are like entrepreneurs, and it's crazy that it's all kind of happened that way. We have Art and Britt, who, you know, have their own photography business. And then Britt does all the Moss creation as far as photography. Art does all the videography. And then she has like, they have their own project. So they have their own entrepreneur, like media team. My friend Gabby has her own tanning business that she just started not long ago. Before that she had her boutique, and it's been really crazy to watch that. My friend Rachel, has a coffee business, and I actually went to like, a bridal expo with her. And you guys know I didn't really have a wedding. So I was like, fuck, I was so tempted to go through the aisles and just like get a bunch of flyers that everyone was giving out. But I didn't want to walk alone. And so I went to a bridal expo to just hand out flyers for her and show awareness for her business. And it's just really cool to be like surrounded by so many women and men that like are killing it, are trying to better themselves. And not saying that I don't have friends who work 9-to-5 jobs, because I do. And they're so invested in like getting ahead in the corporate world too, but it's just very empowering to see everyone like grinding and wanting to succeed and wanting to learn from each other. And we like try to help each other as much as we can. And so I had someone ask me like, how have you made friends like that? It's been so hard for me. Like I am going through like work drama right now. And like, I posted like this, like really sexy picture of myself and like was proud of myself, my body. And a coworker is like talking shit about me and like tearing me down to my other coworkers. And like, I don't know what to do. Like, I wish I could be like surrounded by uplifting women. And the reality is that it's not always been like this, guys, for me. Like, it's always been really hard for me to make female friends. And it hasn't been until recently that I've also put myself out there that I've been able to make friends like this. And I will say, like, Chris and I have been always like very driven and go-getters. And when we met Aurelia and Eddie, they were already trying to open up the gym, but we've always like inspired them to think bigger. And all our friends, we always try to like make sure they're pushing themselves. And I think that just alone creates this want and drive for the people around us to want to do something for themselves. And you know, even when we're around other people, when they're killing it, it inspires us. So when you're around people who are like really like taking the next step to like, you know, be successful, you're going to be inspired by that. And you're going to want to keep surrounding yourself with people like that. And overall, just knowing what people to keep in your circle and knowing what people to let go. And over our life here, especially here in Houston, I feel like that's when we really like started growing and learning about friendships and learning about people in general and how to like, you know, people really work. Because you're really not taught that when you're younger, and younger relationships and friendships are just like, you know, some of them are lifelong, but it's rare, you know, because you're going through a lot of things, you're growing pains and learning what you want out of life. And a lot of things don't match up to what other people are doing, right? And so for us, it's really just been like people kind of like, if they want to keep staying on the ride that we're on, they're more than welcome to. But if we feel like they're just not adding value to our life, or they're not supporting us anymore, we are someone who like, we're okay with letting that go. As hard as it is, we're okay with letting that go. And I talked about it, you know, on the last episode, that friendships are very extremely hard. I will say they're one of the hardest things. Some friendships are very much easy, but other friendships are hard and they take a little bit more work. And personally, like, I've learned a lot about myself through my friendships. I like to challenge myself through my friendships. Like, am I providing enough value for my friends? Are my friends challenging me enough? Are they supportive enough? Am I supportive towards them? And if I'm not doing a good job, I make sure I check myself. I make sure I check myself with my friends too, because I don't want to just be taking from other people. I want to be adding value to them. But let me tell you something, women friends are so hard. Like, true friendships are so hard to have as a successful woman, as a successful entrepreneur, and someone like myself, it's even harder because I am someone who does OnlyFans, and not everyone agrees to that. Not everyone accepts that. And a lot of people, you know, they don't agree with my lifestyle. They don't find me as someone respectable, and that's okay, you know, but that's what it is. And for me, it's even harder. And it's even harder now, I will say, for me to find new friends and women that maybe not, you know, they don't, wouldn't personally choose a lifestyle I have, but understand my lifestyle and are, you know, respect my lifestyle and keep those things different, like separate. It's really hard. And I'm not going to lie to you girls. It's hard sometimes for me as an influencer when I see other women supporting other, like other influencers, and even like influencer to influencer, they're like, oh my God, girl, yay, great. And to see that I'm not reciprocated sometimes in the same support can sometimes get to me. But then I like, I'm really happy with where I'm at in my life, because I like to take a step back and ask myself, it's not on me, right? Like, this is a life that I chose, and not everyone is going to like me. I'm not going to be everyone's cup of tea. As much as I want to be like, well, I'm such a great person and I'm so friendly and I'm so driven, and I like, it doesn't matter at the end of the day. Some people just do not like you. And I don't want to just blame it on their confidence, because I will say some people aren't confident enough to be my friend, but some people, like, just in general don't like me, right? They could be like, I don't like that she does OnlyFans. I don't like that she posts those pictures, that she's too provocative. And that's okay. Like, it's something I have to accept, right? That because of the lifestyle that I chose, and I have accepted it. So not all the time is it going to be easy to make friends, and you are not going to always be liked by other women. And you just have to come to terms with that. But you have to also realize that there's going to be a point in your life where you are going to make the friends that you want, but you have to put yourself out there and actually ask yourself, okay, what kind of friends am I trying to receive? What kind of female friendships do I want in my life? Do I want someone who's just going to be supportive and hype me up regardless? Or do I want someone who's going to be honest with me? Do I want someone maybe who puts me a little bit out of my comfort zone and super confident, but also that confidence in her is going to make me want to be more confident in myself? Like, you have to ask yourself what kind of friendship you want. But there's always going to be girls, mean girls, that don't want to be your friend, you know? And maybe it's, like I said, it's not about you. Maybe it's just them. They don't want you as a friend. Maybe they think that you're not as successful as they are. Maybe they think that, you know, they have this judgment of you. And like, unless you meet them and can change that judgment, they're going to keep that interpretation of you until that person meets you. I know a lot of people look at me a certain way, right? And until they meet me, they might keep thinking that, right? But when people meet me, they understand that, like, wow, like, she's actually down to earth. She's really friendly. Like, they start to see a whole different side of me than what you see on social media, because what you see on social media is such a small percentage of people. But once they get to know me, they start to realize, oh, well, actually, she's great. Like, she's like, she does this, but like, she loves her husband. They're very respectable. They're a great team. Like, they start to see me in a different light, right? But I have to be confident in myself, and I have to make sure that at any point I don't change who I am for anybody else, right? Just because she doesn't like me doesn't mean that I have to portray someone that I'm not or give her this impression when I meet her. Absolutely not. I stay true to who I am regardless of what anyone else thinks of me or what anyone else has to say. I'm not going to change myself to fit into anyone else's shoe, to be liked by anyone else. The only reason I'm going to change myself is going to, one, be to better myself, better any traits that are going to improve myself, improve my relationship, or improve my friendships in my family. That's the only thing. If it's going to benefit the people around me, the people I love, my family, then I will consider changing. But if it's just going to be for someone to like me, that's never happening. And the more when you realize that, you literally feel like you can, like, you have like no weight on you. You feel so free. But when you start trying to change who you are to fit other people's molds or to be liked, you will constantly be in a cycle of seeking approval, seeking this likeness, and deep within yourself, you're never going to be happy because you are only liked on the surface level. You are not liked for who you truly are. And I can't imagine a sadder world than that. I may not always be liked. I may not be everyone's cup of tea, but I can sit in my house and be so happy with the person that I am, with the life that I've built, because I know who I am. I know my journey. I know how I've come to be where I'm at, right? And I know where I'm going. Not everyone knows where I'm going. I would say 1% of the people in my life know where I'm going, because I don't like to talk about my moods. I don't like to talk about what's happening, because I like to keep that private. I like to keep that energy for myself. And I will say I think I talked about this a few months ago. It was really hard for me to keep sharing things about my life. But guys, when you put things out there before it happens, you give these people a reason to put this negative energy on you, whether you want it or not. You know, people are not always going to want the best thing for you. And when you put these things that have not happened out for people to know about, you can, like, I don't want to say accidentally, but you put this pressure on the, like, on yourself, because these people will literally put this negative energy towards you. And I'm a big believer in energy. And if you have any type of energy, negative energy on you, it makes it harder for you to work. It makes things more complicated. It makes you feel overstimulated. So I like to keep things reserved and private and for myself for that reason, because not everyone wants you to succeed. And going back to making friends, guys, No, like, there's so many people that watch my stuff and don't like a single one of my posts and don't support me. And that's just part of life. Like, there are people that literally just want to see what you're doing to try to keep up or to try to say something negative about you. They don't really want to support you. They don't really care about you. And that's why I say it's so important to stay true to who you are, because at the end of the day, these people don't care about what you do. They don't really care about you. They don't care about you as a person. They just want to compete with you. They just want to keep up with you. They want to do better than you. And that's why making friends is so hard. We all work in the sense in our ego self, right? Everything's about us. They look a certain way, we're there to judge, and it's how, because of how they made us feel, because they made you feel insecure, right? It's all about us, but it's not always about you. It's the other person may not like you because they're going through other shit, right? Everyone's going through their own shit, and it's not always about you, but we work in our ego self. Like, we're so easily to judge other people and to target other people because, oh, well, they made us feel a certain way. We are feeling threatened, or we're feeling like this, instead of being like, you know what? She's beautiful. She's smart. Because, like, just because she's beautiful and smart does not take away anything from me. And if there's something that I need to change, that I need to work on, then I'll do it. There's no need to be hateful towards another person, especially another female. There's, like, literally no reason to be hateful towards another female. And this brings me back to what I was going to say about Megan Fox in her interview. She says, people are so hateful online. They wake up and they go on these phones and they say, let me see what's trending. Let me see who's trending. And let me see what the people are commenting so I can comment. Like, that's like 80% of people right now. That's what they wake up and they fucking do. And it's so sad because it's so easy. It's like a cycle. She says it's a psychological thing we're doing, where we're like psychologically hurting other people. And I don't know where we went wrong in thinking that was okay to go onto these social media platforms and say crazy things about these people that we don't know. Because she makes this point. If she brings up the Kardashians, because the Kardashians are someone that get hate on all the time. And like her, she gets hate on, Megan Fox gets hate on all the time. If Megan Fox and the Kardashians were on the side of the road and they were getting beaten up by people, your instinct would not be to join in and hurt those people. At least I wouldn't think my instinct would be to jump in and let me keep beating up on the Kardashians. My instinct would be like telling people to stop hurting them or going to get help. But we don't do that on social media. Someone is shitting on someone and instead you add more shit to it. And I'm not saying you, I'm saying people are adding more shit to it. Why? Why are you so okay with psychologically damaging another person? We don't talk about that enough on social media. We don't talk about how that much is going, all those things are going to affect our children, are affecting the younger generation. Like, it's not okay to bully someone on the street and hurt them, but it's okay to bully someone online and hurt them. And it brings these people joy to do that. That's the saddest thing of all. It brings these people. And the thing is, like, it's moment, like seconds joy. And then they feel like shit. which is the thing I don't understand. Because if you've ever talked shit about someone, the first few seconds of you talking shit to someone may bring you that instant gratification, but right after that, you feel like complete garbage, or you ask yourself, why the fuck did I say that? I know I've done it in the past. I know I've been like, I've said something about someone and then I'm like, you know what? That was really shitty of me to say. Like, why the fuck did I say that? Did that really make me feel better? And then I'm like, no, because I still feel like shit. I'm not the type to spread rumors, but I have talked, you know, I'm not perfect. I've talked, you know, shit about people or what I think is real at the time, because we're so egocentric that we're like, oh, my opinion is what matters and what I say is true. But at the time, but you know, you say it and it doesn't really make you feel better. Is it making me feel more confident? No, because at the end of the day, I still feel what I feel. And unless I'm going to take the steps needed to work on myself, to feel more confident, to feel better, I'm not going to. So tearing someone down doesn't actually add value to my life. It actually takes away. Because not only now do I feel like, not only am I less not confident, I'm now a shitty person because now I'm tearing someone down in order for me to feel better. So now in general, I feel like more shitty than I did just to begin with. It's hard to be a female nowadays. It's hard to be supported by other females nowadays. And it's gonna be hard to make genuine friendships. But one thing I will say, when you make those friendships, those genuine friendships, please try working on them. I said it before, you know, friendships are hard. Not everything is going to be perfect. You are going to have altercations with people because, let's face it, we don't agree on everything, right? And it's normal. But if you can communicate, if you can really communicate with your friend, and when there's something bothering you, speak up, keep those friendships, because it's really hard to make genuine friendships. And honestly, get rid of any friendships that's not serving you. Get rid of all these people that, I cannot believe people still have friends in their life that, what is the word that I'm looking for, babe, that like diss you, but like not, but like passive aggressive, that's the word. I can't believe people have passive aggressive friends in their life. I could never. The first shot thrown at me, I'd be like, get the fuck out of here. I could never. And I could never have anyone in my group talk like that to any one of my friends. Anytime, even like me, when my friends joke around too much, I literally be like, stop. Like, stop being mean. Like, don't, I know you guys are joking, but like, no, like, it's too much. Like, I don't like that. I think there needs to be boundaries. I don't think you need to be passive aggressive. If something is bothering you, just talk it out. I will say that is the most unattractive traits any person can have, is being passive aggressive. It comes off as nasty. It comes off as insecure. Like, if you are someone who's passive aggressive, I highly encourage you to change that, because you are not going to be, you're not going to make genuine friends, and no one is going to like you. And you can seem like, oh my gosh, you're just being cute. And I'm just being cute and funny. Like, no one's taking me serious. No, I bet you behind closed doors, people do not like you. It's a disgusting trait to have. So going back, get rid of any people that make you feel like that. Get rid of, I've completely, thankfully, don't have any people and like that in my life. And anyone that's come like that, I'm just quick to shut them down. Like, I don't want to be around you. I am choosing my peace. And at the end of the day, you have to choose your peace. What's bringing you peace? And if you can't, going back to the girl that said, like, I don't know how to make friends. And if you can't make good friends, if like, it just hasn't been that time yet, it is better to be alone than to be accompanied by people that are going to hate on you, that are going to be bringing you negative energy and who don't want well for you. I would rather be sitting alone at a coffee shop by myself than just being with someone because I'm alone. I won't do it. I'll go shopping by myself. It's shitty sometimes being alone. I mean, thankfully I have Chris and stuff, and I have my friends, I'm saying, but like, I'm sure it's shitty being alone. I'm sure it's shitty not having girlfriends that you can rely on, and then you can go to dinners and go shopping with. I know it must be lonely, but let me tell you, it is harder if you are doing that with someone who's like honestly wishing that you weren't doing well, or wishing you like had this like negative intent towards your life. You're never going to be successful, because I will say it, when you are surrounded with negative energy, you are surrounding yourself, you are in this middle of this cloud, and unless you can get out of it, everything around you is always going to stay negative. Things are not going to look up for you if you are constantly surrounding yourself with negativity. You have to pull yourself out of that. And that's why I think being alone is better. Surround yourself with things that bring you happiness alone. Nature, for example, nature's a big one for me, especially when I'm going through everyone goes through, I think, periods where they just want to be a little bit more alone. I go through a period where I feel like very overwhelmed with people and I just want to be in a period of alone. Nature does it for me. I'll go walk and I just feel so much better. I'm not the type of person that I want to go work at a coffee shop by myself, but I'll go work outside and that makes me feel better. I'll go and work on my notes or edit outside or just go for a walk and listen to music that brings me happiness. I'll literally dance around like a maniac outside if that's going to bring me happiness. Even in my bathroom sometimes, I'll dance alone to music and, you know, I'll be like a crazy lady doing my interpretive dancing, but that makes me happy. You have to do things that are going to bring joy in your life because it's great having friends. It's great having, I'm not going to lie, like it's great having friends in my life that are killing it and are super supportive. But at the end of the day, I'm so happy with who I am. I'm so happy with spending time alone and investing in myself. I had one of you girls reach out. Babe, I don't know why I'm like not remembering your name right now, but I know who you are. And she messaged me and she said, I just want to thank you for your podcast because the episode where you said that we need to take the steps needed in order to change the things we want to change has really helped me. And she was referring to like little things, you know, like skincare and perfume. I said, if you want to be sexier, put on some perfume, put on some lingerie. If you want to have better skin, look up tutorials that talk about skincare, look into skincare to have better skin. And she said that she started to have a night routine and a day routine for her skin because she had not been doing it before. She hadn't been taking herself care of herself in that way. And that ever since she started doing that, she has never seen her skin as clear as she has now. And she was like, I just want to thank you because that episode really resonated me and it lit a fire into like taking care of myself. And I do that with myself. I'm like, you know what? You need to start taking care of yourself. And I have. I've been like doing my makeup more, recording my makeup more. And I kept putting excuses as to why I wasn't doing it. The lighting wasn't good or it didn't match the my feed on my Instagram. Okay, so what? I made a new Instagram and it's been really like bringing me joy doing my makeup and recording it. I do feel a little insecure, I'm not gonna lie, because I don't consider myself a professional makeup artist. Like I'm not like these makeup influencers that know all these techniques and things like that. I've just learned on myself, right? And sometimes I'm like, this one, I think I added a little bit too much blush. I hope they don't come at me, right? But like, if I don't put myself out there, you know, like what do I have to lose? You know, nothing. People are gonna come at me. They're gonna come at me regardless, right? And they always will. You make too much money, people come at you. You don't make enough money, people come at you. You share that you make money, people come at you. You share that you don't make money, people think you're hiding shit. Like regardless of what you do, people are always gonna have things to say. So to end today's topic, do what you wanna do. Do not let fear or what other people are gonna think about you get in your way. Be open to the idea of speaking up for yourself and what you want out of life to others, to yourself. Like, don't let that little voice that's telling you that you can't do it, that people are gonna make fun of you, take over and just do it for yourself. Because I promise you, down the road, the one thing you don't want to have is regret. To look back and be like, man, when I was younger, I wish I would have been more brave and done this. Oh man, when I would, like, I should have done this. You can either, I saw this quote the other day, you can be 3 months ahead into this goal that you want, or you can still be in the same place that you are. So why not be ahead? Why not invest in the things that you want to invest? Invest in yourself, and the people that are meant to be in your life are gonna be in your life. Just manifest it. Manifest that good energy and good people will come in your life. I'm not saying bad people won't either, but you have to be able to distinguish which relationship is going to be a friendship and which relationship is going to be an acquaintance. And this goes back to like thing I've always said, when you meet people, give people 3 months to show you who they are. In those 3 months, any kind of masks they have will fall. You'll get to know their actual personality traits. Something will happen in those 3 months that will test you with on what those who those people really are. It'll show you if they have any red flags. And ever since I've got told that when I first moved here to Houston, and I've told all my friends go back to that rule, and they always say it with new relationships at work, with new relationships, actually like dating relationships. They're like, Jasmine, you're always like, that's one thing I've taken with me is that 3 month rule, because it's really helped me see people for who they are. So that's going to be my little motivational talk today about making friends and mean girls. And it's part of life, guys, right? We, unfortunately, you know, like the movie Mean Girls, some mean girls are mean girls, and it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with them. And I told the girl, she was like, what advice would you give me? I was like, go up to that girl and ask her why she's so sad that she has to go and be sharing this stuff about you. And I was like, don't let her insecurity affect you and what you posted. If you are proud of the post that you posted, keep it up. The last thing you want to do is give someone the satisfaction that they got to you. Don't let that shit happen. So I just want to say, I love you all. I want to say thank you for all the support you guys always give me. It's amazing. You girls really, really just fill my life with so much love and joy. And anytime I get any messages from you girls, I really appreciate it. So keep them sending them, send them to me so I can share them on here. And then I did say last week that I was going to provide a questionnaire about the provocative experience. I just made it yesterday. So I'm going to be sending it all to you ladies, because I really want to get your feedback on the event and what I can do better. So anyways, don't forget to support at mossenergydrink.com. We only have a little bit of inventory left. Oh my gosh. Drinkmossenergy.com. I'm sorry. I mixed it up. Drinkmossenergy.com. My email is mossenergydrink. Drinkmossenergy.com. We only have a few cases left of the Tamarindo Naha Mica, which, you know, are my favorite. So go support our brand. If you haven't followed the page, go follow it. And yeah, guys, I will see you guys next week. Bye. Ignorant.